This is City Talk 105.9.
We're in the presence now of no lesser person than that well-known medical expert, Dr. McCartney, and I'm in his consulting room. Dr. McCartney.
How can I help you?
I've had this major problem with my back, and I'm hoping you can sort it out for me.
Well, I'm afraid I'm a doctor of music. So how's your songs?
My songs are terrible. Your songs are great. We're really looking forward to Sunday as well. You're playing Anfield, so obviously the first question has to be, have you sorted out the lineup for Sunday? Are you going to play 4-4-2?
Yeah, exactly. Probably, yeah. You know, we're going to take a bit of advice on that. You know, I think I might be up front with Abe in goal. That's all we know so far.
You're becoming quite a regular visitor to Liverpool, and we're thrilled whenever you come back. You've played the King's Dock, you played the Cavern, you played the Cathedral, the Philharmonic Hall, Anfield. Is there anywhere in Liverpool where you think you should play that you haven't played yet?
Oh, I don't know. There's probably a few little places that we used to play. I bet is the Co-op Hall still there in Broadway? Well, Wilton Village Hall would be good, wouldn't it? Or the Wilson Hall in Gaston. Near the gasworks. Now, I just like coming back up, you know. And it was good to have this request to do this in the capital of culture year. I just like the place, you know.
Well, the last time we met, we were talking about capital of culture just before the King's Dock concert, and you said you didn't have it down for capital of culture. You had Liverpool down as capital of the universe. And here we are, 2008, 6 months in, it's gone swimmingly. Have you had a chance to cast your eye over any of the things that have been happening in Liverpool this year?
Yeah, you know, I have. You know, I've been a little bit part of it with the performance at the Cathedral of my choir work, Ecce Cormeum. And, it's funny, actually. I just was at Yale getting this honorary doctorate, and they've got a Museum of British Art there. And the exhibition they've got is connected with Liverpool. A lot of the stuff they've got is from the Walker Art Gallery. So I was just saying to them, you know, it's really great this year that the spotlight is on Liverpool, because instead of maybe just thinking of it as Beatles and football or music and football, now people are looking at a broader picture and looking at the cultural history of it, which I love finding out about, I must say, you know. So I think it gives people a better idea of our history, where we've come from. And to me, I like the idea of it kind of also shows where we're going, you know, because it's a big resurgence compared to, you know, when we were looking at starting Lipper 12 years ago, it was quite downtrodden, Liverpool. You know, I remember bringing friends up there. They said, oh, I wouldn't want to live here. Well, mind you, we were going through, you know, the worst areas at the time. But it was true. I could see what they meant. And I said, well, you know, I like it. But they couldn't get it. They couldn't get it. Now, I think people are getting it. You see, like, Bow Street and sort of the changes that are happening there in the city and a lot of the new buildings. It just generally has got a much more positive feeling than it had then. So I love that. You know, it's... I like to see that. I think it bodes well for the future.
You quite like showing people around the city, don't you? Occasionally when you come to Liverpool, you are known for driving people around and pointing out various things. Where do you take them when you bring them to Liverpool?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I always will, if I've flown up, which I often do, I'll come from the airport. And so, you know, the first thing is, hey, you know, me and John used to bike down here from my house and speak. Or actually, it wouldn't have been John then. It would have just been schoolmates of mine. We used to bike out to the airport to go plane spotting. So now to see it called the John Lennon Airport above us only sky is like, wow. And imagine if we'd have thought that when we're, you know, pedalling by on our bikes. So I start there, and I go past Garston Gasworks, and I, you know, regale them with one of the great architectural features. And then I always point out where the Wilson Hall was. And it depends which way I go. If I go straight on, then we do Otterspool, Brom, and Sefton Park and the Dingle. Or if I go right, we do Allerton. And I do Forthland Road, peep down there, you know, and get some memories. And the memories come flooding back, you know, because there's so much of my life was spent there. and formative years too. I can always see me and John walking along the pavement, you know, sort of dressed in black with our drainies and the guitar slung over our backs, you know. And I think, God, you know, if we'd have known what was going to happen, the phenomenon that it all became, you know, I say I go to America and everyone knows. I go to Yale College and the president of Yale and the teachers and the tutors who were like, you know, fairly high luminaries, they're fans. They play guitar because of all of that. And so, yeah, no, if only we'd have known. So, yeah, I do. I love to show people around. And then when I get to the city centre, it's like, you know, Cavern, Town Hall. I just do. I do the tourist trip, actually.
City Talk 105.9.
So what can we expect on Sunday then? Now you're going to be on stage, Anfield. The place is going to be jumping. Any surprises up your sleeve that we don't know about?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things we don't normally do, that, especially for Liverpool, you know, just because it always sets off so many memories for me. So I'm hoping to capture a little bit of that. So we just added a few things to what we normally do and then jiggled the set list around a little bit to include stuff that's appropriate for Liverpool. But mainly, we've got a set list that just, we hope, will mean we'll all have a good time.
Well, the crowd certainly will have a good time. You touched on you know, stuff that you're looking back on when you're thinking about you and John and had you known it was going to be the phenomena that it was. What would you say was your greatest achievement? Could you ever think, you know, I'm really, really proud of that?
Yeah, now I will see people who will say, you changed my life. And I say, you get a lot of that in America. People just say, you just changed everything. And I know it is true, because when we first went to America before we did the Ed Sullivan, it was that kind of the end of the sort of 50s America. Everyone had crew cuts. All the guys were sort of football players, American football, you know. And it was a very traditional American thing that was going on. Yet they were experiencing the beginnings of the Vietnam War and things like that, you know, so it was all changing. And I think a lot of people saw us as part of that change and saw us as a hopeful thing. And so what I'm most proud of, I think the stuff that we did, I think was, we tried to make it inspiring. It wasn't negative. We tried to not really do too much negative stuff. So when I see, you know, like for instance, might be a black choir in America singing Let It Be. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. You know, you just think, God, I can't imagine that, you know, because for Liverpool people, you know, the idea of Americans singing songs that we wrote is amazing, because we were always in awe. It was their music that we were nicking. You know, it was all the rock and roll, early rock and roll. And then it was the Motown. And before that, it was blues and it was country and it was all that. Still is to a lot of British people. We still look to a lot of that as our heritage. So that, to me, yeah, the fact that I'm very proud of the fact that we change people's lives, often in a very positive way. And I get so many people coming up to me, stopping me in the street. I just want to thank you for the music, man. You really saved my life, you know. And it's like, whoa, that's pretty emotional, you know, and they mean it, you know. So, yeah, I'm very proud of that.
Do you ever, I mean, you're here in your office, you've got the whole of the MPL empire around you. Is there ever a time when you think, just back to that lad in Liverpool with all the hopes and dreams you had then, and think, if you'd known what was going to happen, would have done anything different at all?
I kind of think about that daily. I mean, that's like a recurring thing, you know, for me. It's like, whoa, you know, who would have thought? You know, like I say, you know, going out to America for the Yale event, I happened to be on the plane with Tony Blair. So there's me sitting next to a prime minister. Now, who would have thought? So I'm daily, you know, presented with those kind of things. You know, somebody like could be the president of Yale would be chatting to me about how much he loves the Beatles, or the president of Russia. Remember the defense minister of Russia saying, "I remember when I bought Love Me Do." You know, so like it's every day. It's like, what? Can't believe it. So I do think of it often, you know. But no, I must admit, there's never a time when I think I wish I'd made another decision. I'm always I'm happy that me and the Beatles made the decision to do what we did. And I think even if we'd have known, we would have been flabbergasted to think that things like that would happen in the future. I don't think we would have believed it. But I don't think it would have altered what we wanted to do. And you know why? Just because we loved it. And I still do.
City Talk. City Talk 105.9.